Students dip their nets into a pond, scooping up muddy water and a variety of tiny aquatic insects. The youngsters were participating in the Louisiana Wetlands Exploration Day at the Shell Robert Training Facility. LSU Ag Center's Youth Wetlands team, which includes Mindy McCallum Brooks, helped organize the event.
And we've all set up stations in order to just educate kids about water quality, about pollution, about how they can recycle and keep our waterways clean.
The students helped plant a pollinator garden using native plants. They also conducted water quality tests at the pond. The teachers will be given kits to test water at their schools. Seventh grader Teddy Rayborn says the activities they've participated in ties in with the lessons they're covering in class.
We're kind of learning about the bacteria in the water and biology and things like that. And so it's really cool to be able to come out here and kind of experience and see what's happening.
The students also saw how litter and pollution can affect their water supply. Fourth grader Isabella Rayborn.
It'll just come back around and bite us. Because if you pour oil and stuff, it'll go down into your groundwater, and then that's water that you drink.
The Shell facility is typically used to train men and women who work for the oil and gas industry. But the company hosted this event to help youth see the importance of science in Louisiana's wetlands. Tom Broom is a learning manager at the facility.
We're hoping to trigger a desire for these students, particularly in the science world, but potentially in the engineering world as well. These students, while rotating through one of the stations, may realize that, hey, I really do like wetlands research.
The LSU Ag Center's Youth Wetlands Program reaches 80,000 students a year. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.